And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
The Big Wave Project, what in the world is it? Well, during this week's Feature of the Week, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. My name is Cindy Menzel, and I am talking right now with Julie Schenkman, and she's going to be sharing with us a bit about the Big Wave Project, which is part of a farm, 7 acres, that's a family space that's north of Half Moon Bay. And my understanding that it is a safe, vibrant community, a place to live and thrive for those with special needs. So, Julie, welcome, and tell us who this is for and what exactly is the Big Wave Project.
I would love to, Cindy. Thanks for having me today. I am a parent of a special needs child. He is now 23. When he was born 23 years ago, and we started to know he was going to have maybe a different life than others, we weren't sure what was going to happen to him as he got older. And that's become even more real now that he's 23. So the Big Wave Project is intended to be a place to belong for people like him. And it is physically a campus here in Half Moon Bay in Princeton Harbor. And it includes a farm, which is about 5 acres. And then it will include a residence, which we are just about to begin building. And the residence will be a 2-story building with apartments in it, studios, 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, and places for socialization, like a 10,000-foot courtyard for them to have pizza parties and play bocce outside and have all kinds of fun. So it's a place for them to live out their lives. It's a place for them to have friendships, and it's a place for them to, you know, really live a successful life.
It truly is a community, it sounds like. So how many people live there, and what's the description of special needs? I think we all have different ideas of what special needs means, especially as the kiddos get into become adults.
It's a great question, and it really speaks to the community that we are building and that will live at Big Wave, because it's extremely diverse. My son has developmental delay. He was born as a preemie at 2 pounds. And there are people that will be living there that have Down syndrome, that have cerebral palsy, that have Williams syndrome. There are just a range of issues that cause people to not be able to function as independently as you or I might be able to. And they need a little bit of extra help and oversight in their lives. And that's what this project is intended to do, to provide that for them.
So what exactly do they do there? They live, I see there is a farm. Can you tell us about the farm?
Yes. The farm is about 5 acres, and it's an all-volunteer farm. So anyone who wants to volunteer, we have farm days once a month.
Okay.
You can come and help. And we grow herbs and produce and flowers, and we have a bunch of chickens and a rooster. We produce products that are sold actually to the local community, and our participants come and help at the farm. So for people that are maybe, you know, outside of this world that I and many other special needs parents live in, there are day programs, which are programs that are provided by the county for adults with special needs to go to and spend their time if they're unable to work, although some of them also provide work programs, but they provide culinary training and arts and crafts and exercise and all kinds of things. And one of the things that the day programs in San Mateo County do, and also actually Santa Clara County, is they come to our farm and they help harvest and they help plant. They learn about strawberries. They help us get the eggs from the chickens and put them in the boxes and put the labels on to prepare them to sell. And so they do all kinds of fun things at the farm, but they also, and most importantly, is they build friendships. It's a place for them to come and they see their buddies and they get to have a really good time in a space where there's no judgment, in a space where they can truly be themselves. And we have between 2,000 and 3,000 adults with special needs come to the farm every year. So we are really a hub for the greater Bay Area to come and spend time and learn and grow.
Well, I saw on the website, which is bigwaveproject.org, it sounded like people could apply to send family members to the Big Wave Project and participate. So does that mean residential and day visits?
So anyone can come to the farm during times that we are open to the public, which is typically our farm days, which happen once a month on the third Saturday of every month. The individuals that come to the farm through the day programs, they would come with their day program. And a lot of special needs adults, that's how they spend their day if they're not working, is they go to a day program. So that all happens through the day program. And then in terms of the residents, we're just beginning to build that now. Well, we've actually done a lot of the pre-work. We've put in a lot of the underground infrastructure, but we're just starting to build the actual residence. And that is what people can apply for if they're looking for a home for themselves or their special needs adult. Some of them apply directly themselves, but that they can apply to, you know, to live there as a resident.
It sounds like this Big Wave Project has transformed not only the lives of the kiddos with special needs, but their families as well.
Their families and the community. We have a lot of people that come to the farm to interact with our individuals because they're so much fun. I mean, they really are a lot of fun to spend time with. And in fact, we have a lot of corporations come to the farm and help volunteer. We've had Google, Stanford, we've had Ernst & Young. I mean, they've helped us build greenhouses and potting areas and all kinds of things. So it's good for the families, of course, and it's good for the individuals, but it's also great for the community.
From the website, and I didn't know anything about this Big Wave Project. I'm not sure how many people actually do, but there are so many programs. And I was asking you about the One Step Beyond. Can you share a little bit more about what One Step Beyond is? Is that part of the culinary program you have out there?
Yeah, I would love to. One Step Beyond, or OSB as we call it, is an incredible organization. They started in Arizona and now they're in California, and they currently serve about 700 adults with special needs and teach them both culinary training, and they also provide day programs. My son happens to go to the OSB organization in San Carlos, and he does everything from Zumba to crochet to yoga and life skills, travel training. It's an amazing, comprehensive program. And we are very lucky at Big Wave that they're going to be our major tenant on the ground floor of the residence that we're building. And they will be offering culinary training. So they will be teaching adults with special needs how to work in a commercial kitchen so they can then go and get jobs. And this is open to everyone in the Bay Area with special needs, not just the people that are going to be living in the residence. So it's a wonderful, wonderful program. And they'll have their own day program in the building as well.
You said that the produce you grow is sold to the community. How, like if I was interested in going and getting some of that produce or even taking a look at that, where would I find that?
So we do that at the local markets. We've been doing it at the Harvard Market, which is there in Princeton on Harvard Street. And they've been doing those monthly. I think they're actually going to quarterly now, but that's where we've been selling a lot of our goods. And then we periodically will, you know, advertise, if you will, on our social media channels and or email and let people know when we have, you know, when we've just harvested something, we have something available. And of course, our chickens are happy layers and they are constantly providing eggs. So we're always promoting that we have eggs to sell at our farm days on the third Saturday of the month. Yes, which you can get information on our website at, which is bigwaveproject.org. And there's information about how to come to a farm day. And we sell a lot of our product there.
Well, we'd encourage everyone to stop out there for the farm day. So if I want to volunteer or donate, tell me what kind of volunteer activities or what do some of the volunteers do out at your farm?
They do everything from helping to plant, to harvest, to weed, reseed flower beds. They help us sometimes with the chickens. It really depends on the time of year and the projects that we have going on. But there's lots of fun things always to do on the farm, and we really value our volunteers.
Julie Schenkman, thank you so much for coming and talking about the Big Wave Project, a little known, well received and well needed, greatly needed resource for folks with special needs. That's our feature of the week. I'm Cindy Menzel.
With the Big Wave Project getting ready to break ground, our feature story of the week takes a look at what Big Wave is all about and what they hope to accomplish. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.